Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So a new study ranking the best and worst jobs in the United States came out last week. The study published by the website careercast.com ranks 200 different professions from best to worst. Wonder where your job stacks up? Have an opinion about where your job stacks up? Tony Lee, publisher of careercast.com and jobsrated.com, joins us now to discuss the list. Hi, Tony. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you very much, Brian.
So we don't have to hold people in any suspense here. According to your ranking, the top 10 best jobs in the U.S., mathematician, number one, then actuary, which is like a mathematician, then statistician, which is also like a mathematician, then biologist, software engineer, computer systems analyst, historian, sociologist, industrial designer, and accountant. Those are your top 10 best jobs in the United States. Mathematician. Mathematician at the very end, sit around with a green shade all day and crunch numbers?
Well, most people's image of a mathematician is usually someone standing in front of a classroom, writing numbers on the blackboard and putting everyone to sleep. But
right. The
good news is companies are hiring mathematicians like never before. I mean, they're really at the basis of all scientific discussion, most research and development work. And the sad fact is that the number of new mathematicians, getting degrees has really fallen off. And so there's a huge demand for mathematicians and people with those kinds of skills. And you see it not only in the job of mathematician, but as you say, in jobs like actuary and statistician and even software engineers who need math as a basic building block for those careers, there just aren't enough students coming out with those degrees today.
Mathematician, call in and tell us if you think you have the best job in the world. 212-433-WNYC. Any mathematicians listening? 212-433-9692. Or anyone else. We've also posted a question on our website that asks, what's the best or worst job you've ever had? What's the best and or worst job you've ever had? Go and post to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll read some as they come in. What's the best and or the worst job that you have ever had? As we talk to Tony Lee, publisher of careercast.com and jobsrated.com, go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, or call us, 212-433-9692, 433-WNYC. Okay, the worst. Worst job in the world. No, worst job in the United States, I guess, right?
Right.
Lumberjack.
Yep.
Followed by dairy farmer. Followed by taxi driver. Seaman. Emergency medical technician. Ooh. Roofer. Garbage collector. Welder. Roustabout. Iron worker. You don't like manual labor, do you?
Let me tell you how we came up with this. We actually use five primary criteria and then a lot of sub-criteria, but the five are work environment, income, the employment, the hiring outlook, physical demands of the job, and then stress. And if you take those categories, and actually if you go to jobsrated.com, we have a whole page that explains the methodology, how we came up with this, you start to see the jobs where, the risk of you getting hurt, the risk of you, getting sick, having to work outdoors, those kinds of things outweigh the negatives of having to sit in an office and work all day. So the survey does tend to favor office jobs over outside jobs, though there are some outside jobs that still rank fairly highly in the survey.
I haven't even heard of one of those jobs on the list. What does a roustabout do?
Roustabouts work on oil rigs, and for a little while there, their job was actually fairly good because with what was going on with the energy crisis, the demand for roustabouts went up and their salaries went up. But then, as all things go in the employment world, it went back down again, and so now roustabouts tend to be folks who are not paid so well, and the opportunity to see your family, the opportunity to work short hours, the opportunity to work in a safe environment are not too great.
Sounds like it should be a bouncer.
Right.
Right. My roustabout's going to come and roust you out of here.
Yeah, you would think. What's interesting is, you know, Lumberjack ended up the worst job. And as soon as the survey came out last week, we immediately heard from a Lumberjack who said, I love what I do. And then when we, you know, got back to him a little bit, it turned out that he loves what he does, despite the fact that he's broken his leg twice, his collarbone once, and he's divorced because he was never home. So glad he likes what he does, but for most of us, it probably would not be a highly ranked job.
Any Lumberjacks or former Lumberjacks listening right now, seriously, would you rather be out in the woods cutting down those trees than sitting at a desk being an actuary somewhere? Lumberjacks, 212-433-WNYC. In a cubicle, 212-433-9692. So actuary is the number two job, according to your rankings. And here is Eugene in Manhattan, an actuary. Hi, Eugene.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. You are an actual actuary.
Yes, I am a pension actuary. That is correct.
What do you do? What's the content of your workday like?
There are two strands you can go into in becoming an actuary. You can become an insurance actuary, which are the folks who calculate insurance rates and things that have to be insured, or you can go to the strand that you become a pension actuary. And I am a pension actuary enrolled by the Joint Board for the Enrollment of Actuaries. My day-to-day work consists of designing and administering all types of qualified plans, defined benefit plans, 401k plans, and plans of that sort.
Do you think you have the second best job in the world?
Well, you know, Brian, I left the corporate world about 17 years ago to start my practice. We've just completed 17 years. Both myself and my wife are pension actuaries. It has been a great career. Of course, Brian, in the initial years back in the 80s, when we were taking actuarial exams, and you know, I think you've heard about those, Brian, it wasn't all that fun then. It's an awful lot of studying and sacrifice. Of course, any professional in the country, if you want to become a professional, you do make that sacrifice in going in and taking the required examinations that you need to advance in your career. But now, of course, working for yourself and having a practice, it has been very good. My wife was just recently nominated to, as a matter of fact, she's the first African on the Joint Board at the American Society of Pension Actuaries.
Congratulations.
She has just testified at Ways and Means on October 29th on the Pension Protection Act of 2006. So it's been a great career for us.
I would recommend
a lot of young people with any proclivity towards mathematics to, with the baby boomers moving, and we are going to have them around for the next 20 years, it would be a great career to get into.
Eugene, that was great. Thank you very much
for your
call. And good luck. Congratulations to your wife.
You
also compiled the list, Tony Lee, of the most satisfying jobs. And I guess we should point out that this list is different from the best to worst ranking.
Right, that's true. That's an important thing to remember when you look at these type of rankings. They're meant as a guide, and they're especially relevant to folks who are, you know, high school students or even college students who are trying to decide what direction to go. No matter how something is ranked, it's really what makes you, you know, most fulfilled. So, you know, we've heard from a lot of EMTs who said, you know, your job is ranked so poorly, but I get such satisfaction out of, you know, saving people and helping people, and we get that completely. However, they are the first to admit that they don't get paid very well. They don't get the recognition of, say, firefighters and police officers in terms of their pensions or their health care coverage or the hours that they work. And so there are a lot of trade-offs to do some of these jobs.
Right. Well,
yet you still may be very satisfied.
Well, shouldn't we encourage kids to follow their passions or do things that are good for humanity? You know, looking at the best to worst list, it almost looks like, you know, that's just not practical enough for you guys.
No, the jobs are fairly practical. I mean, biologists is a great example. It ended up the fourth best job. I mean, we're mapping the human genome now, and so the need for biologists to be able to use that data to find diseases and help prevent them, or in a completely different direction, post 9/11, biological weapons and that threat, the need for biologists to be able to combat, you know, the growth of biological weapons. I mean, those are areas where you can truly help mankind, and yet it's still a job that's considered, you know, very fulfilling, and there's a huge demand for people to go into that field.
All right. Your ninth worst job is roustabout. We were talking about what that actually is, and guess what? We have a roustabout. Jeff in Brooklyn. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to let the WNYC community know that a roustabout isn't just someone who works on an oil rig, but it's also a worker for a circus, and I'm actually a roustabout for an amazing circus here in New York called Cirque du Muc.
That's a pretty diverse job if you can do it on an oil rig and in a circus.
I know.
So what's the content of your work day?
My work day is typically helping strike the set and get it built up and help the performers during the show, and then at the end take the set apart and then get ready for the next day.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have fun being around about with the circus. John in Westchester says he's had one of the best jobs and the worst jobs. Hi, John.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. And you?
I'm terrific. You know, I'm actually driving home because I work part-time. I just started working as a math teacher.
Ha!
I'm looking forward to a full-time next year, but I grew up on a farm.
So farm, was it a dairy farm by any chance?
It was a dairy farm in upstate New York.
Because, again, for people just tuning in, according to this list, dairy farmer is the second worst job in the United States, and mathematician is the best. So
it's
you've spanned the entire list.
I've done it. I guess I've done a
and
little, you know.
Does your experience bear this out?
You know, I think I like what your guest was saying. If people were in a job, you know, and they like it for personal reasons. You know, despite where you put it on the list, they're going to like it. Did I like dairy farming? There were a lot of good things I got out of it. I'm an extremely hard worker. You know, you take things from any job that you're in, and you move forward to other things. So I took that hard work and dedication and moved it and did what I'm better at, and that's working with people and kids and math.
That's great. Thanks a lot. Jill in Maplewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
You have the best job in the world?
Well, I did. I left it 6 years ago but to be home with my children, but I was a graphic designer at the Metropolitan Museum of Art for 12 years. And
how strong, can
amazing.
I just ask, how strong is that pull toward motherhood if you left the best job in the world to stay home with your children?
Well, you know what? It wasn't, actually, my children were older when I left. I mean, I had a third grader and a kindergartner, and I was pregnant with a third, but
right. The
thing was not so much staying home as leaving New York post 9/11. So I have other issues for that.
Right.
And that was a very hard decision for me because I never thought I would leave that job.
Did your husband have the best job in the world?
He does. He's an architect. He does historic preservation. We love what we do. And that's what we teach, you know, tell our children. It's really all about the passion, the commitment to whatever you take on, but love your job. There's not a lot of money in this, but it's so satisfying and has given us so much pleasure over the years, so.
Jill, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
If you had said your husband didn't have such a good job, but you were the one who left the best job in the world to stay home with the kids, then we might have had an issue.
Yeah, no, we worked it out really well.
Jill, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Now, Tony Lee, I couldn't help but notice that sewage plant operator is ranked number 118, a better job than a reporter, ranked 140th.
Right.
You think?
Sure. There are a couple of good reasons for that. Reporters, of course, the bulk of reporters these days work for print newspapers, and we all know what kind of struggles print newspapers are going through. And unfortunately, they look like they're being closed at a rapid rate as never before, whereas sewage plant operators, we need sewage plants. There's more sewage than ever before.
Newsroom, we have all kinds of people in a newsroom sitting right across the glass from me. Can you hear this? Raise your hands in the newsroom if you're listening right now. Okay, how many of would trade your job to be a sewage plant operator?
Ask them if they're paid. If they think they're paid better than sewage plant operators.
I'm not going there. let's see who we could. Oh, here's an accountant, Will in Port Washington. The accountants do well on your list. Hi, Will.
Oh, hello. Hi, Brian. Hi. I like this. I love the segment. I'm an accountant. I love it. I used to be an auditor though, and I hated it. So that was my first foray into accounting.
Well, that's interesting because that's two different ways of working with numbers, and one you liked and one you didn't like, correct?
Right.
What was the difference?
Well, when you're an auditor, you're at the mercy of the company you're auditing at, and you're often just waiting for answers and waiting for numbers, waiting for invoices and things like that. And, you're really... that's the problem. You know, a lot of times it's a struggle working with the company.
Well, thank you. Tony Lee, a couple of things real quick before you go. Maybe the most disturbing post from our comments page on this, somebody asked, what about janitors in strip clubs and peep shows? I'm pretty sure that's a worse job than lumberjack.
Yeah, we didn't get quite that granular in our rankings, but we do have janitors overall, and they did not fare terribly well.
And in our last 30 seconds, how do you hope people will use these rankings for the good, in all seriousness?
In all seriousness, it should be a guide. If you're working in a job that you're just very unhappy in, or if you've lost your job, as many have lately, the idea of these posts is to help you direct where to put your energies now. You should figure out what you really enjoyed about past jobs, what you didn't like, and then try and find positions that encapsulate those things you liked. And if you go to careercast.com or jobsrated.com, we've got lots of free advice on interviewing and resume writing and all of that. So you use that information with this, and you can get a new position.
And you don't recommend becoming a credit default swapper right about now, right?
Not a good idea.
Tony Lee, publisher of CareerCast.com and JobsRated.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.